Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio with my partner, Lee Kimball. How are you, Lee?
I am just a thrill a minute, Beth.
I like that.
Every single darn minute. It just never gets old.
Thrill after thrill, huh? You're like a roller coaster.
No, I am well, thank you.
Good, good. Well, it's another beautiful day in Vero Beach, Florida. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to talk today to you. Believe it or not, if you're listening, we're talking to you. We want you to think about you. And we want you to think about what would make you better. You know what's funny? A lot of us have sold ourselves short.
Mm.
Many of us go through life wishing that somebody will settle for us. You know, and in the marketing program called self-esteem, we don't get a very high mark. We don't value ourselves, so we don't market ourselves well. And I'm kidding about the marketing, but really, we're always putting ourselves out there. Who are you looking to impress, and why? Why don't you just try looking in the mirror and starting there, seeing what's really there, not what you think is limited there, not what you think could be better there, but really just looking at yourself and seeing who you are. What do you think? You want to talk about self-esteem? Let's power up.
I like it. And I've heard a saying, because you mentioned, you know, look at you, look in the mirror. And I've heard a saying, you know, not to judge my insides by other people's outsides, because mm-hmm. we seem to have a propensity for comparing ourselves to others to find our value. And it's ludicrous if you stop and think about it. And as you know, one of my peeves is settling, because there was so much time of my life where I let my challenges and my character defects, if you will, make all my choices, who mm-hmm. I dated, where I worked, where I hung out, what I did. And I don't like the deserve word, but I am worthy of so much more.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to tell that story, the old story. Some of you listening are going, oh boy, she's telling one of those old stories we've heard all a million times before. But, you know, it was four years ago.
Around the time of the birth of Beth Wee.
Yeah. I was driving back from a family reunion in Michigan.
Ah, yes.
And we had rented a car to drive up and back because my son wanted to stop and see a couple colleges on the way. And he was driving. My daughter was sleeping in the back seat. He was driving, and I was in the passenger seat. And we were outside of Kansas. And we had just spent a week with my siblings and their families. We do this every 2 years. All of the siblings get together with our families. We have one coming up this year. It's going to be a fun event. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we were driving back, and he had spent the week with all these different families. And I'm one of the lowest earners. Earners, is that the right word?
Yes.
Earners?
Yes.
In my family. I have siblings that are very successful.
On a balance sheet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because we were driving and we weren't talking. We had the radio on, and out of the blue, my son Luke looks over at me and he says, you know, Mom, you're the richest one in your family. Hmm. You just don't have any money. And it kind of cracked me up. But it comes back to this. What do you esteem about other people? And why? What do you esteem about yourself? And why? You know, self-esteem is just that. I value this about me. And some of us have never taken the time to really do an accurate assessment of who we are. Some of us are just kind of winging it, going through life, not really paying attention to what's really going on. So that's what I thought we'd talk about today.
And the thing is, Beth, if I'm following my passions, if I'm trying to behave the way that I believe that my Creator intended me to be, and I'm trying to be helpful to others, my needs get met.
Absolutely.
My needs get met regardless of the balance of my bank account or my portfolio, if you will. I consistently get provided for and taken care of. Mm-hmm. And I say needs because needs and wants are two different things. And I may have wants that aren't being granted, but I have not missed a meal. I have not slept outside. And I got to tell you, we work with people that can't say that.
That's true. We do. We work with a lot of people that can't say that. Well, we talk about humility a lot here, and I think humility is knowing who you are at the level of truth. But self-esteem is valuing yourself based on that truth. Should you ever lack it, there's things you can do. You have to find the truth, though. And that's the first part. That's why I say look in the mirror. Some people don't even look themselves in the eye when they look in the mirror. When they shave, they don't even look at themselves. For the woman, you know, maybe she's plucking eyebrows, you know, but she doesn't, she's looking at the eyebrow, but she's not looking at the woman in front of her. So it sounds like a simple thing, but I'm really asking you, do you see yourself when you look in the mirror? And if you don't, that might be a simple sign that something's amiss.
Well, it can be multifaceted. I've known situations where they were afraid what they might see. Mm-hmm. I've known people that wouldn't look because of disappointment, mm-hmm. you know, and a sense that they were not meeting their perception of success or not. I don't know. You understand
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
People overcritical of themselves.
Right. So let's do a little exercise. You want to do a little exercise? Feel like doing some push-ups?
It'll be my second time today.
'Cause I want to power up. I, when I said, you know, self-esteem, but let's power up. So if you're listening, and you can do this if you're driving in the car. Often I say to you, if you're driving in the car, do not do this.
And don't close your eyes.
But today you can, because you don't have to close your eyes. You can pay attention to what you're doing. But what I want you to think about are five strengths that you have. Now, you know you have five. Some of you are going to get to two and say, that's it. I don't have any more. You have five. You have them. Think about five strengths that you have. Are you creative? That might be one you're not thinking of. Are you creative? Are you a good cook?
Mm.
That can be a strength. Believe it or not, being a good cook can be a strength because cooking connects people. We all have to eat. It's tied to one of the instincts, one of our survival skills, having enough. So things like creativity, cooking, those can be strengths. But how about this? Are you courageous? Have you had to walk into something that's hard? Maybe someone else's illness, and you walked into it with them. Maybe you had to walk into a time where you lost your home. Maybe you had a foreclosure in the past. Well, a lot of people went through some really hard times with the economy. Maybe you didn't have that hard time, but maybe your courage comes from going out of the house. There's some people that don't go out of their houses because they're afraid.
You know what I just thought of too, in the new business climate, how many people that are dismissed because of their age?
Right.
You know, and because of younger,
right,
new people coming up.
Getting the new blood in the business.
Yeah, and I think that happens a lot. It's sad.
And how does that handle strength? I see age as a strength, because what do you get with the age? You get the wisdom, you get the experiential, the hands-on experiential training that somebody else new in the green in the shirt doesn't have, you know. But those are strengths. Friendliness can be a strength. Are you friendly? Are you outgoing? What other strengths, Lee?
Do you help others?
Yeah. Are you helpful? Are you of service?
Are you a good friend?
Are you a good friend?
Here's a big one, Beth. Are you a good listener?
Oh, that's a huge strength.
Because it's just so many people are challenged by it.
Well, because so many people don't know what it's like to have someone listen.
Yes.
You know, let's face it. Many of us pay somebody $150 an hour. Because they'll listen to us. Wouldn't it be something if somebody just did that for you out of the blue? Those are strengths. Okay, how about this? Maybe you're still struggling with your strengths. List instead five achievements. What are some achievements that you have? If you have children and they're still alive, that's an achievement. Because kids can be demanding. Kids can be, you know, they can trip us up a little bit, can't they?
Well, I wanted to once print a T-shirt that said, "I survived my daughter's adolescence."
That's right. That's absolutely right. Yeah. Well, how about recovering from an illness? Maybe you had an illness that really you didn't know if you'd make it back from, and you did. So that's achievements. Did you graduate from high school, grammar school, college, a master's program, a culinary school, a specific school? Are you a CNA? You know, what are you doing? These are achievements. And for you, that is wonderful. God bless you for your achievements.
Here where we're based out of, another big one is, are you taking care of aging parents?
Right. That's an achievement.
It is, because it can be a challenge.
Yeah, that's an achievement and a strength.
Yep, absolutely.
And a strength. Are you able to use your phone? You know, for some of us, that's an achievement. You know, for me, everybody says, you need to get a new phone. You need to get a new phone. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I need to get a new phone. But then I hand it to my son to fix it for me because I don't know. But these are achievements. We're talking today about self-esteem. We're talking about valuing yourself based on the truth. I'm asking you these questions because I want you to take a really good look at yourself. Who are you really? That's what I want to know. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to the Beth Wee Radio Hour. Don't forget to check in at www.bethwee.com for more insights and information on how to connect in this big, crazy world. www.bethwee.com gives you dates of upcoming seminars, video teachings for those seeking recovery, tools for finding peace of mind, and Beth's blog, Thoughts to Challenge Your Complacent Thinking. Next time you're online, check out www.bethwee.com. Look for us on Facebook as well. We want you to live your priorities.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio with Lee Kimball. We're talking about self-esteem. Power up. Let's power up with this. Do you esteem yourself? Do you value yourself? And if you don't, is it because you don't know who you are, really? Is it because maybe you've never done an accurate assessment of yourself? We were talking about listing some strengths and achievements. There's other things that you can talk about. Admirable traits. The ways you can treat yourself well. Like, what do you do to treat yourself well? How are there ways that you've helped other people? Are you somebody that helps others? And if so, in what ways? These are things that are esteemable things. What things make you feel good? Now, for me, many of you know, and some of you don't.
Here we go.
I tell jokes.
Oh, I thought we were going to do babies and birds.
I know. I do. I tell jokes. I like to tell jokes. So people, when they hear jokes, they think of me. And they come to tell me the jokes, even if they're not joke tellers. And sometimes I get them in the raw, because some people are not good at telling jokes. So I got to take it and try to figure out what they were trying to say and clean it up and fix the joke and tell it again.
Well, you've also got a great source of new material.
I do. I do have a great source of new material, because I work with the public.
Yes.
And I get to see new people all the time. And I throw them off sometimes by telling them a joke.
You've certainly thrown me off with some of them.
Well, you know, this week I do two blogs every week. If you ever need to go to our website, BethWee.com, that's our website. You know, because the we isn't really important. There's not a lot we can do in the I. We is important. We are a team. You're on my team, whether you like it or not. You're listening to the radio today. You're on my team today because I need you, and I need you to be listening. Otherwise, I'd be sitting here talking into this microphone for no reason at all.
Well, you referenced before instincts, and we speak of it frequently, but you know, there is the social instinct. We were born to connect. We were not born to live in isolation. We were born to connect with each other. It's in our nature.
Mm-hmm. And those are things that you'll get to know about yourself. When I retreat from other people, it's because I'm usually in pain or hurt. And just like an animal crawling off into the woods to lick his wounds and to regroup, I might do that. But if I stay there, I'm in trouble.
Now, please understand that there's a huge difference between isolation and solitude, you know, getting some time away for myself, for ourselves alone. But
well, that's what I mean. It can start as solitude. Like I have some wounds and I'm going to lick my wounds and heal. So maybe I'm going in and I'm going to have some quiet time and just some time by myself to get regrouped. If I stay there, though, and day after day I keep staying there, and eventually I just don't want to see people.
It gets darker and deeper.
Yeah, it gets dark. You know, that's not where I'm supposed to be. If you're listening today and you haven't left your house in a long time, and you just don't like to call in for things to be delivered to you so you don't have to go out, you know who you are. You know I'm talking to you. I'm telling you, we miss you. You're on our team, and we love you. And even though we don't know you, we love you. Usually, those of us that go away like that, and I've been in that place in my history, that's why I can talk about it, and that's why I know it. I've been in that point of pain where I didn't want anybody to get in. And it's been a long time for me. Thank you, God. I mean, thank you that I don't have to go there. But it's not so far away that I haven't felt it, felt the inkling of it, and haven't felt like, oh, I got to get out. I got to get connected. But the reality for us is when we're in that place of pain, it's not that other people don't love me. It's that I don't love me. I'm not loving myself. That's what we're talking today. We're talking about self-esteem. Do you value yourself? Power up. What does that mean? If you can value yourself, you automatically change your energy level. Automatically. Because you attract. When you love yourself, you become attractive. You become attractive to other people. People want to be around you.
Well, I'll never forget when you and I first started teaching together, and there was a time when I had sort of left the nest and was teaching on my own.
Yeah.
And I came to you, and there was a lady that I love dearly, that I'm close friends with. My wife and I are friends with, and friends with her and her husband. And she had flirted with me. And I don't think she understood that she was flirting with me. And because I know there was no bad intention, but when I spoke to you, and what you said was that she was attracted to my spirit. And sometimes we don't recognize, and if there's an attraction, you know, somebody that's lit up, somebody that knows their value, somebody that's spiritually based, it's attractive. But if you don't recognize it for what it is, you're going to default to what you know is attraction.
Right, right. Well, that's what she knew as attraction.
Yeah.
And so she flirted because that's all she understood.
And I can tell you that this woman has continued her path of growth and now recognizes spirit and carries her own spirit, which is very attractive in that.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's what I'm talking about. Looking, digging deep, going in, finding out what's slowing you down. Is it even true? Because like that woman, she did some work. She was working a class with you.
Yes.
And it's the class that we both used to teach for years. And she was looking for personal growth in that class.
And she persisted.
And she persisted. And she got personal growth. She grew. See, that's the deal. You know, if you seek growth, you will grow. You will grow. And it's a funny thing. It might not be in the direction you think you're going to grow. You might think you planted tomatoes and you got oranges coming up, or an orange tree coming up or something. You might think you planted this and you got something else coming up. But your fruit will come. It might not be the fruit of the teacher that gave you the seeds. You know, you might be, you know, working with someone who has this and that, and those are their assets. That's what they bring to our team, because we're a team, everybody. We're a team. And, you know, I'll give an example. I have some friends that are really great at recycling. I mean, I'm good at recycling and I recycle, but I'm not so conscientious that every little thing that I open, every piece of mail that I open goes in the recycle bin.
Like our friend Donald, because recently Donald. Him and I were teaching, and at the end of the evening, he would take my water bottle, my empty water bottle, to recycle it.
Right.
That's something that would never occur to me.
Right. And, Donald, if we're in a room and somebody's thrown out empty water bottles, he'll take them out of the garbage.
He'll go dumpster diving.
Well, he'll take them out of the garbage and put them into the recycling, because in that one studio space, there is a place for recycling. And he knows about it. And not everybody does, I guess. So he's conscientious about that. But I'll tell you what else. I drink these bottles of water. I'm very conscientious about recycling the bottles. But I think there's probably a better way for the universe for me than using all these plastic bottles of water.
Absolutely.
You know?
You'll get there.
And I'm not there yet, but it's obviously on my mind, so I probably will get there.
But like anything else, Beth, and we speak of it over and over again, any journey in healing has to start with awareness. And the awareness has to start with a willingness to look.
Right. Absolutely. And you have to really kind of know that what you're doing is bringing to truth, coming into the truth of who you are and what you were put here for.
And your assets and liabilities, because nobody is all bad. What's the saying? There's a little good in the worst of us and a little bad in the worst of us.
In the best of us.
In the best of us.
Yeah. And that's the truth for everything. You know, at Beth Wee, we want you to live your fullest and most effective life. And you were created to impact the world. You have talents and gifts that no one else can offer. And why do you resist knowing them? Why do you resist knowing what your talents and gifts are? You know, Marianne Williamson has a thing where she says, and you know, it's our light, not our darkness, that we fear the most. You know, who am I to be talented, brilliant, gorgeous? And she goes on to say, who are you not to be? You're playing small, doesn't serve the world. And that's just one of the things. You know, Lee said earlier the word deserve, and a lot of you know that I try not to use that word, only because I look at words. And if I take D, the prefix D-E, it means separation from. And serve means help and assist. So it's a separation from either being helpful and assistive, or it's a separation from being helped and assisted. Either way, I don't want it.
Either way, it's separation.
It's separation. And, you know, this word deserve is all about fighting for your rights. And it's often at the cost of love and connection. Some of you listening to me today, you suffer from low self-esteem. Why? Because you're busy fighting for your rights. And in separating, you've lost your real value, because your value is what you bring to the team. Your value is what you give to all of us.
So when I speak of it as worthy of, there's a recognition of value in that statement.
Absolutely. If, you know, let's say a people pleaser, is that the only place you get your value, is by pleasing other people? Well, you know, that's an effort to appear valuable.
It's a social instinct out of balance.
Yeah, well, it's not knowing that you're valuable. You want to appear valuable. Don't settle for that.
Value,
let's go deep. Go
you
big.
Value me.
Yeah.
Because I'm can't.
Right.
Yeah.
And the deal is this. I need to be able to value myself and know what I'm good at. I remember the first time I said to my friend Jerry, I said, I'm a fairly good communicator, trembling in my voice and everything. And he just looked at me like, are you? Well, prove it, you know? Yeah. Tell me. And that's really what it's about. We're going to take a break shortly here, because it's time to hear about the news, hear about what's going on around. And when we come back, we're going to do 5 on 5. And today there are going to be 5 really good things for you to consider.
5 things to be grateful for.
Oh, yeah. And we'll do that at 11:35. The 5 on 5. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.